In Bushy. Graham, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning here.
Hi, Graham.
Hi. You were happy to serve in Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet from 2016. Without the waffle about believing Labour wouldn't win the 2019 election, just give me a simple yes or no answer. Had Labour won the election in 17 or 19, would you be happy to serve in the cabinet under Prime Minister Corbyn?
Well, I didn't think we'd win either of those, Graham. There's no getting away from that. And certainly,
no, just a simple yes or no. If you're part of the shadow cabinet, would you have been happy to win, to serve in his cabinet if he won?
Well, Graham, it's a pure hypothetical. Didn't cross my mind because I didn't think we would win. But let me just...
So
I mean,
you campaigned for him because you thought you wouldn't win?
Look, I campaigned for Labour because I've campaigned for Labour in every election, and I wanted good colleagues to be returned. People
but
like
had they won?
Bridget.
Graham's is a fair point. Had they won, would you have accepted a post in Mr Corbyn's cabinet?
I don't think we were going to win. I don't think anybody thought we were going to win.
Man. You know that's not answering the question, Sakir. Had they been successful, would you have taken a cabinet post?
Look, Nick, it's a hypothetical. I didn't think we would win. I did take a post. Look, I served for 3 years in the shadow Brexit role because I thought
Indeed.
That was a very important issue for our country.
But would you have followed him into government?
Look, it's hypothetical. If we'd got it over the line...
Why would you answer it, Sakir?
Because I didn't think it would happen. But look, if we'd got it over the line, there were important things that I thought needed to be done from the front bench to continue and complete on the Brexit work, to make it absolutely clear that the Labour Party never deviated from our position on NATO, and to do the necessary work on anti-Semitism. But, Nick, as we went into that 2019 election, I genuinely did not think, and I think I wasn't alone in this, that Labour would win that election.
You describe the Conservative manifesto as almost Corbyn-like, throwing everything in the wheelbarrow. It was uncosted. But James Schneider, who was Director of Strategic Communications, saw you in the room and it was effectively signed off. He told us that.
Nick, after the election, we had a leadership...
No, but the manifesto, you were there, you nodded... we are told you nodded ahead with Jeremy Corbyn as that manifesto went through.
I was in the manifesto meeting because I was responsible for the Brexit section.
So you
and
agreed
only
to an
the
uncosted
section.
Window wheelbarrow manifesto?
Nick, it was Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto. My manifesto is very, very different.
I'm not suggesting it's not.
No, but Nick, after the event, after we lost that badly, we did have a sort of soul-searching in the Labour Party. And amongst the reasons, we actually did a report on this that was commissioned for me, which is, and one of the things that was very, very clear coming back from the voters was, we didn't think that this manifesto was deliverable because there was too much in it, and it didn't seem credible, even though some of the policies people liked. Now, that was the work we did after the
election,
and we're not going to make that mistake again.